Michelle Mipea Daf Beis. We're starting from Aleph Amud Beis. I was told by a few people that the end of the shiur was stopped in the middle. I just want to repeat the last shock of attire of the Gemara on Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara had a kasha why we don't incorporate Truma as well as one of the things in the Mishnah that Elu Drum Shein Lahem Shir. The Gemara explained because the Truma has a machlokas, they have machlokas, different shitas as far as what you need to be yotze, a Truma, what the requirement, what the minimum requirement of Truma would be. And the Gemara had a question. The Gemara asked, Yossi gave a different teretz, and he said that the difference is because a person that can make his entire field bikurim, but when it comes to truma, you can't make your entire field truma. You must leave something over in order to be able to have a chi of truma. You have to do something that triggers it. That's that triggers the chi of truma, which means that you smooth out the pile of where the things are piled up, and you smooth it out. That is what begins the mechiv of truma. Peya, as well, you have to cut off the first stalk, and then that also triggers a chiv peya on the rest of the field. So the Gemara says, again, truma is not the same as bikurim, so it's not included. The Gemara then has a kasha, I think this is where it ended, was a reyom peya, the same thing by peya. The Mishnah says the same idea, that in order to be considered a chiv peya, you can't make your whole field pay. You have to leave something. You have to have something. Not that you can leave. You can make your whole field pay, but you got to take off something, the first stalk, in order to be able to make it pay. So Mamela, again, the same idea. L'chari, that's a minimum. If it's a minimum, so that should be the same thing as Truma. What's the difference between the act of Truma and the act of removing the Kri or the act of cutting off the first the stalk that's there? L'chari, it should be the same thing. So the Gemara said, no, it's a nafkamina. Amar Rav Yossi, the Samari gave the answer, explains. Yes, it is true that the Katsira is the same as the smoothing out of the pile. Nafkamina is that there's no chi of pay at all until you cut the first stalk. Once you took it off, you took off the first stalk, then you can make the entire field pay. Whatever you need to make pay, you can make the rest of it pay. You already owe to the minimum, the one stalk, but now you went ahead and you leave if you want to, the whole field would pay. Because as a cause of their pay, you want to do that, leave the whole field pay, you're able to do that. That you're the Mashenkein Truma, even when you smooth it out, you can never go ahead and without the smoothing out the Kri, the pile, nothing takes place. But even if you do that, you still can't leave the whole thing for Truma. So it's my Krama, Ajalis Kama, Pilos Kai Truma. Because as a you want to leave the whole field, Kol be all the Truma, Eino, so you can't do it. We went to the Mishnah. In Maseches Chala, there are two things, Chala and Truma. Kol Garana Truma, my whole thing is my whole, I'm going to make my whole grain pile is going to be Truma. Or Chazit Talo, or my entire dough is going to be Chala. Lo Maklum is nothing. Achi Shah Miksas, you have to leave something over. So Peya, once you take off the stalk, you did a Maisa, that now gives a, make the entire field Peya. If you want to, you leave over the whole thing. Truma and Chala, you cannot, you have to do a Maisa, and even after that Maisa, you can't leave the rest of it Truma. You have to take Mashiach or something else. The whole idea is make Mechalik between Truma and Kulin. So therefore, you need to do something, leave that over, and therefore, it's not the same thing, and therefore, it is left out of the Mishnah in listing the things in the Mishnah. Hail from Shenem Shir, this would be left out of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues. So based on what we said, now they're cutting off the first stalk. It creates the chi of peya. So Gemara has three questions to understand this halacha. Question number one: Shibolos Rishonim Ashadei Bechavis Peya. What is the halacha? Legabri, the first shiva that your first shibolos you took off the first stalk, is it a chayav peya? In other words, now that you took off the first one, and now you mechayav, you want to give the rest of the field peya. The question is: does it now apply to that first stalk as well? Does that stalk also have a chi of? Also, is it part of peya? Do you have to leave part of that stalk to be able to, because there are two ways to learn the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's question, the Gemara's case, This is one of the ways that the Mefarshim learn, that the idea is that once we say that, does it apply to the first look? Once you separate it, it's now pay on the rest of it. Or does it say also the first one is also a din, pay, also part of the prayer process? So Gemara says, after Loma, you could tell really it's not a kasha. Why? Because a chayva calls stay a payah. Cutting the first, it makes the whole thing payah. V'chayavas payah. And it itself should become mechuyev and payah. If the first thing is what makes this thing payah, by making, allowing the other things to pay, to take payah, to make it, to take effect, that should be considered payah. So b'meila, then you from where should you get it? Where should you get a chayav payah from? Because it's now, when you made it payah, it was already detached from the ground. So if it's already detached from the ground, so then there's no obligation. There's nothing to make it be chal on. So therefore, on that first grain, the first stalk, to say that that should be part of it, that can't be, because it's, why should it be? Of course it should be no chiyuv peah. Because lemaisa, it's not part of the process. It's not part of the process itself. If that should become obligated in peah, why should it? The Chagmar said, the Chagmar will push it to the first Shiloh. Where's the second Shiloh? Cuts a Shibolos, we showed him an Israfar. You went ahead and you cut off, you harvested the first one, and now it got ruined, it got burnt up. Before you had a chance to decide on the rest of the field how much you're making payah, the whole field payah, part of it payah, now it got destroyed, got burnt up. You have to now cut off a second one to be able to make the other one before you can separate payah. Since this one is not here anymore, it got burned, you have to have another one, pull another stalk out, cut another stalk in order to be able to say, I want the rest of the field to become payah. Or could it be yotz, even though it's not here anymore, that pulling off, that cutting of that first one should work for this as well. So the Gemara says, Nishmatim and Adol, the Gemara says, Lalchara, bring a raya from a price itself to be pushed to Shaila. Gemara says, person went ahead, and you go ahead and you harvested, Gemara says, half of it. And then you went ahead, and you sold the other half. So what do you do now? Your half of it, you cut, preparing to decide what to do with pay, how much are you going to get to pay? And now you sold the second part. So now, if you cut the half, and now you makdish the other half. What's the halacha? No, you say, I'm sure, kalakol. You have to give payah from the whole, whatever's left, whatever you didn't sell, whatever you didn't, the rest of it, the other part is payah, and this part is not payah. Fake Michael of Sarfu. Is it the same? Isn't it hektish the same as Sarfu? Hektish means it's not here. It's as if it's consecrated, if it's burnt up. Because you can't use it, you makash it, there's no anah. You don't have any enough from it, so then, mele, it's like it's burnt, it's like it's not here. Yet the halacha is, you could go ahead and make pay on the rest. So, what's the shaliyah? Why should you have to go ahead? You wouldn't have to. You can, just like over there, it becomes here. So too, you don't do a second harvest. Whatever you makdish is makdish. Whatever you removed, got burnt, is gone. And the rest of it is considered payah. It's not a problem. You don't have to do a second act. Gemara says a third shaliyah. What happened if the person went ahead and finished the entire field, cut off the entire field, but he didn't leave out any payah? So Gemara says, what's that look? Do we say that you have to go ahead now and go back, and the original pile now is also considered a part of payah? The first one. So you went ahead and you cut off the first stalk. So then, which means you could have then make the rest payah, but you didn't. And now you cut off the rest of the field. Now it's all lying in a pile. So now we say, what happens? Gemara says, we say that they have to go make pay. Can you make pay on the piles? The question is, do you have to do another ksira? What about the first one that you cut off? The first stalk, is that retroactively to the pay? Or do you have to do another one in order to be considered make pay? Cut off another shibolus, another one, and the rest now could be make the pile pay. Or do we say that's part of it or not? The Gemara says, I'm a yoisi, nelapeas, or mempeas kama. You can learn out the loch of payah from the sheaves, the payah from the pile, nafgamina. Why? If it's staying, ma payah's kama, lechazra, pia, lechazira, shibos, rishona. We said everything is still attached. You cut off one, and now you went ahead and you make the rest payah while it's still attached. This one's detached. This one doesn't become part of the payah. So I pay as Armin Lodaksa pay like Sira Shabos Rishona. Same too. You cut off one, it was nothing. Then you cut the whole field off. Now it's in a pile. So we say that becomes payah, but it leaves out the one that you cut off at first. Just like the kama, that you cut off the first one to give a chi of payah on the rest of the sheaves. This one doesn't become payah. So too, on the pile as well, should be no nafkamina. The same thing applies, that it's not considered payah. Says the Mishnah, Pei Bikurin. So the Gemara, Pei Yesh L'Shila Maton. We have a Braisa that says, Pei has a Shila Maton. It's a minimum. But there's no Shia, you can do as much as you want, give Pei. There's no minimum and there's no maximum. So the Chari, we see Pei, according to this sheet in the Braisa, Pei has a minimum share, has a minimum share. Now talking about under Raisa. Again, under Rabbanan, we know it has 1/60. But even under Raisa, this Raisa holds that even that there's some level of Chi of Peya, even there's a minimum of Chi of Peya. So the Gemara says, what about a second Raisa? It doesn't have Peya, doesn't have Peya's included also, doesn't have any. So what's the halacha? What is it? Is it two Braises? What's the difference between the two? One Braisa says Peya has a shil lamaton. The other one says it doesn't have a shil lamaton. So I'll come in Rashisha. But one second, the Gemara says kuliyam lo pligi mit the Raisa is no shir. Total thing about a shir. The Rabbanan added a sixth, and both agreed to that. Both Braises agree. So what's the nafkamina? Why does one say there's a minimum? It can't be the 60th because everyone agrees to Rabbanan there's a 60th. So does the Braisa say but the Raisa, according to the first sheet in the Braisa, the first Braisa, there is a Raisa to get minimum share? Where does it say that? Where do we see that from? Says, the one who says, yes, Shilamata doesn't have Lamaila, that we hold, you still have to go ahead. And Gemara says, give them, make up, you have to give the Rabbanan, say a 60th. Mashiach, whatever you gave, you gave. And whatever you went ahead and you're adding, later, is Mechuyev and Maisa until you mash them, until you go ahead and make it up. So mind you, the man just saw a pay. Abikurin aron elam shilamalo lamaton. Masharosan kfar nifta already separated. Chazav oish v'chayiv ma'aser. That whatever now you're going to do now is going to now be chiyuv ma'aser. In other words, the nafkamina would be only when we say lamaton. Is the question is whether the first thing that you took off, whether the halakha is that you gave, is that a din pater for ma'aser or not? Is that first thing that you cut off, does that have a chiyuv ma'aser now on that one? Because normally there's no chiyuv ma'aser on a field that you're giving pay from. But here that you cut it, now you separated one. Does it have a mashal kvar nitan nifta? Maybe you gave it ready as potter. And therefore it continues, there's no chiyuv ma'aser. Or do we say no, that what you gave, but what you're going to be ma'aser on, you are mechuyav ma'aser. That is the two stadim of the braisa. So the Gemara is saying that is where we have the difference would be opinion. And therefore, in order to go ahead and make up the difference between us, because you have a 60th, you have a chuyah to take. So if you have a chuyah to take a 60th, so you gotta take off that 60th, you gotta reimburse for meiser. Because when you take that off, the 160 is mechuyev to give, so the question is, there's a chiyuv of meiser. Because you did it later. So therefore, you have a chiyuv of meiser on that small amount. And that's enough gemina between the two shittas and the braisa, whether there's a chiyuv of meiser on that extra piece. Gemara says, we said truma's excluded. Truma's not part of it. It's not part of the things over the, as a minimum, because we said it's not like Peya and Bikurin. It's not included in this one. So the Gemara says, okay, so Truma, we understand why it's not included. What about Ofer Sota? In order to go ahead to Sota, you take the Ofer from the ground by the Mizbeach, and you go ahead and you mix it with water, and that's what she drinks. So that, the Gemara says, there's no shade. It doesn't tell you how much the earth to take. It doesn't say how much or how little. It just has up a drop. So if you only have to have a drop, enough to see the earth in the water, so Mela, the offer in the water, so Mela, you see that the Chavit should be part of the Mishnah. It's from Shainam Shir. What about the Efer Paro? You have to mix the Paro Duma Ashes with the water. Again, there's no Shir, how much? So therefore, why isn't that included? Yavama has to spit the Bechalitza. If the person does not want to be Mayavimir, and you have to do Chalitza, he has to spit on the ground in front of the Yavam. Doesn't say how much spit. Revius, Kazai, doesn't say. There's no minimum, there's no maximum. The same thing by the blood of a tzibur mitzvah. It doesn't say you have to go ahead and sprinkle it over the breath. It doesn't say how much to take. It's a small amount because it's a neck. The blood from a neck of a bird is very small. So there's it doesn't say how minimum or maximum. So we have four more cases where it should be included in the Mishnah when we say it should include these four things as well. Why aren't they included? So, and what we answered from Truman doesn't apply over here. One says, Elu afishu mosiv aleihem, ein masiyas mitzvah. It is an afkamina. In the case of the Mishnah, whatever you eat on is a greater mitzvah. Peya is no minimum deraisa, and you give the field whatever you eat on, every other thing, every stalk that you give to the daniyim is another mitzvah of giving peya. Every bikurim, you don't have to give any, but once you give, every little thing you give has another mitzvah bikurim. And the same thing of every rayon, every time you come to the base of mikdash. And another riyah, peya adon. So each one's a separate mitzvah. So many of those things are included, but anyone sees a mitzvah. These things here, if you eat on more offer, more afer, yin on to more the spit, a bigger amount of spit or a lesser amount of spit into the shoe in front of the yavim. None of these have an additional mitzvah to it. You can add on mitzvahs, you can add on naked more or less, but it doesn't change the chetzis of mitzvah. You're not adding to the mitzvah, and therefore these are not included in the list of the Mishnah. Be'ol dvarim she'en lem shir l'mayla v'lo l'mata. Continue now with the next thing, explaining the next thing in the Mishnah that the Mishnah begins.